Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Sirach is back. Gary's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 8 years. He's president of Sirach Financial Services, a family-owned company specializing in financial planning. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Also, the new book, The American Dream Revisited. And he's our good friend, Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Gary, for many, many years in the 90s, and especially in the first part of this century, the number one concern of small businesses was health care. The cost of health care was rising in double digits year over year. And then we had Obamacare. And small businesses hated Obamacare. It put a lot of businesses out of business. But now, in the last few years, healthcare concerns for small businesses have dropped down on their list of worry list. It's still there. It's still a concern, but it's not on the top. What are you seeing out there where you are as you help people?
Well, it's interesting because I've been in healthcare for about 35 years, and I've sold health insurance to companies virtually my entire career. But what's happened in the last couple of years is because of affordable care, which, by the way, is the worst name ever, because it's made it unaffordable. But nonetheless, the thing that's really hit me is that the renewals that we're getting now are very, very controlled by the Affordable Care Act. And what's happening is that it's like companies are trapped, and that's really not good.
Because we weren't able to get rid of the Obamacare.
Right.
There's still vestiges of Obamacare roaming around out there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Strong ones. So I'll give you a great example. I have a client of mine gets a 38% rate increase. So his company is going to go up 38%. He looks at me and says, I can't raise any prices 4%, let alone 38. He said, how am I supposed to pay this bill? And so what we end up doing, Jim, is trimming coverages and doing different things, charging the employees more. And he said, you know, I just gave him a raise. I'm taking it all back in health care. And we end up pretty much scrapping some pretty good plans just to keep bare bones in the company.
And to keep him to provide benefits for his employees, period.
Oh, absolutely. And providing benefits is a big deal because if you don't, we have
you'll lose your key people to the big companies.
Oh, yeah. And what happens here is that there's a real glut of jobs for how many people are working. So we have a real problem in our area
poaching,
right now.
One of my predictions for 2020 was that the employee poaching was going to approach Hunger Games levels.
Oh, it's going to be ugly. And it's already started. In fact, I had two clients lose key people in the last month, which, by the way, there's something we can talk about, too, with healthcare right after that about how to prevent poaching. But one of the things that really struck me, Jim, is that how ridiculous to raise prices 38%. Now, this client did have a couple issues, but they were 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're still being held accountable for premiums that were not high enough 2 years ago, but now they're
President Trump has issued a number of executive orders that has eased up, has provided for the creation of products, health insurance products, that has lowered premiums significantly, made them less tied to Obamacare. But that's not helping the group coverage, is it?
No, and what's happening is, you know, we have these things called multiple employer, they're called MEWAs, M-E-W-A. And what it really is that the Chamber of Commerce sponsors the plan, and we have about four of them around me. There's four carriers that are involved. And what happens is you go into that plan, but you're still rated for your company. You're not getting the benefit of large groups. You're still having small group mentality. The just really, I guess my consideration, my concern is that I don't think they've solved it even close, Jim. And I don't have, and I'm certainly not a smart enough guy to solve it. But
well,
one
of the things that happened, the Republicans, I think, could have worked harder at fixing this. But we have to say there was a moment in time. There were two moments in time where individuals failed us. In 2012, Chief Justice Roberts contrived a defense for Obamacare that allowed it to go forward. He could have killed it in the cradle, so to speak.
And he should have.
In 2012,
yeah,
and he
totally
didn't do it, and I'll never forgive him for that. And then fast forward to, I guess it was 2018, and the Republicans had Obamacare on the mat and was about to lop its head off, and they needed one more vote, and the late John, what's his name, from Arizona.
The man who ran for McCain.
What's it? McCain, John McCain.
McCain.
Voted against it out of spite for the president. Now, the president had done him wrong, and I agree with that, but he wasn't – his last act as a senator was an ignominious one. Before he died, he could have voted for the bill, and it would have killed Obamacare at that moment. He didn't do it. And you and I are talking about this now because of that.
Well, it's true. The other thing, though, what really bothered me when they were going to kill it is they didn't put anything out to replace it. And
that's my point.
One thing to go.
My knock on the Republicans. That's exactly right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I said. But here's the thing. Here's the thing to remember. And anybody who's still in favor of Obamacare needs to understand this. In my opinion, small businesses was one of the major sectors that got Trump elected. And one of the reasons they did that was because they hated Obamacare that much. And that's still on their minds. And the degree that that becomes an issue in 2020 election, anybody who is still pushing some kind of a controlled system like Obamacare, single payer, that kind of thing, I don't think that's going to play well on Main Street. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely. And they're still angry. I mean, my clients are angry.
I'm angry about it.
It's one of those things where, yeah, and I'm angry because it doesn't have to be that way. Let me give you a really quick health care story. So
hold on
I have
to that
glaucoma.
Thought. Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, this is a good story.
Okay.
I know a little bit about it. You don't want to miss it. We'll do that after the break. I need your website, Gary.
GarySirek@gmail.com.
SIRAG. What? And the website, not the email.
SIRAK@gmail.com.
The website, Gary Sirek.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gary Sirek. My God, I'm tired.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.